Hello. Today we read from Matthew chapter 13, just like we did last week. This week it's two more parables that I'm going to read. The full reading has three parables. I'm going to read two of them. And it's three verses, two parables. Jesus is talking with his disciples, and he says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field." He continues, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value went and sold all that he had and bought it." This is a challenging set of parables for us, I would say for me. And the question in my head arises, what's the difference between something that is valuable, something that is treasured, and something that is worthy or of great worth? I think of things in my life that are valuable, or in life in general that are valuable. Something that is useful, something that is helpful, something that is good for doing what it is supposed to do. So my laptop is valuable, not in the sense that it's worth a lot of money, but it's valuable in the sense that it contains a lot of information and allows me to do a lot of the things that I do. Your phone is valuable, not maybe in terms of money, financially speaking, but it's certainly valuable in terms of its utility. There are lots of other things in our lives that are valuable in terms of their utility, but not necessarily in terms of their financial value. And then there are things in our lives that are valuable simply based on what it is they're made of. You know, if it's precious metals or has diamonds or something like that, that is valuable because it's worth a lot of money in terms of the financial markets or whatever the case may be. Then I think of things that are treasured, things that I have that aren't necessarily financially valuable, may not even have any financial value at all, but are treasured by me. Things that my children have given me, or drawn, or written, things that were special, things that my wife and I got or were given, things that that take a special place in your heart. Again, not in terms of financial gain or financial value, but certainly in intrinsic value or even sentimental value. Something that is treasured is something that you don't want to separate with, you don't want to sell, or you wouldn't want to give away, or you wouldn't want to lose. A lot of people talk about what happens in a fire. You know, in a fire, you want to save the things that are most treasured, not necessarily financially as valuable, but photo albums, things of family heirlooms, things like that are treasured. And then things that are worthy or of great worth. For me, I think of things like people with integrity, people who are honest, people who live their faith, people who, I think of people more than I do of things. When I think that of people who are of great worth or who are worthy, you know, people who serve out of the goodness of their heart, people who do things because that's just who they are. Those are people who are of great worth. So Jesus tells two parables. The first is of a man who is walking through a field one day and finds a treasure. Doesn't describe what the treasure is, it's just a treasure. And it's sort of half buried in the field, it's covered partly with dirt perhaps, and his eye catches it and he sees it. And rather than dig up the treasure and take it with him, he sees this treasure as something of much more value or much more importance to him than simply the treasure itself. So he goes and he sells, it's Jesus says, he sells everything he has, all of his earthly possessions. He sells them all to buy the field that the treasure is in. He doesn't buy, again, just the treasure. He buys the whole field that the treasure is in. And then the second one, Jesus tells, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a guy who goes into a marketplace looking for pearls, and he finds one pearl of particular value. And rather than buy a bunch of little pearls of somewhat value or possible worth, he sells everything he has to buy the one single pearl. Now, we might look at this parable and say, as some have said in the past, well, this is about us. You know, we're the merchant and we're the man that buys the field. And it's all about giving up everything we have to follow Jesus. And while I think that might sound good on the surface, I don't think that that's what Jesus is talking about. Jesus is talking about something a lot more difficult. As if discipleship's not difficult enough. It's a lot more difficult to see our value, our worth, our treasuredness through the eyes of God. See, in the parable, the guy, the merchant, or the guy in the field, that represents the work of Jesus, God's view of his creation, of his people. And the treasure and the pearl, that's us. We're the things that God was willing to give everything he had. Jesus gave everything he had up into his very life. He gave for this half-buried treasure and this single pearl. So that's what the parable is about. Do you see your worth in the eyes of God? Do you know the value that you have to him? Do you know how much of a treasure you are? And I say this is harder than discipleship, because a lot of times discipleship becomes like a checklist. Okay, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this. And I know that when I'm doing these things, I'm walking in discipleship. And as hard as that may be sometimes, at least we know when we're doing it and when we're not. But when it comes to knowing our own value, when it comes to me knowing my value in the eyes of God, I have no way to know that. I mean, in my own head, I have no way of determining my own value in the eyes of God. I have no way of knowing what a treasure I am to him. Because in my own head, my own life, and I would bet, and yours as well, it's way too easy to see the bad stuff. It's way too easy to focus on the times when we have been of little value, when we've certainly been anything other than a treasure. And it's tough. It's tough to hear somebody say, "You are so loved by God. You are such a treasure to him." And I know this because he gave up everything. He sent, as John 3:16 says, he sent his one and only son for you. He bought the field. He bought the field. He bought the world through the blood of his son, Jesus. He purchased the singular pearl with the life of his own son. That's how treasured you are to him. And I admit, I 9 times out of 10 feel like everything but a treasure. My own self-worth, my own thoughts of how valuable I am to anybody, it's hard to do. Well, unless you're talking about life insurance, then you kind of know. You know what your value is. You know, I bet $2 million. Yeah, it's about my value. But that's not what God's talking about. He's talking about you and me being created in His image. You and me being the treasure to Him of so much more value. As Jesus would say at another time, He would tell His disciples, do you know how much more of value you are than a couple of sparrows, than a couple of doves? Do you know? Do you know how much more value you are than a field of lilies or wildflowers or anything in all creation? You are of more value. You are treasured by God. It's hard to hear because we don't feel that way. When we come to confession and absolution, we admit what unlovable, untreasurable, unvaluable things we are. But then God in His mercy says, I know that. I see that. And in fact, I see more than you can see of your refuse, of the mess that you are, of the wreck that you have made with your life, of the mess that you've made with your bodies. I see it. And I treasure you. I treasure you so much that I will send my son Jesus to die for you. You are of so much more valuable. You are so much more valuable. You are treasured. And he doesn't just say this about those in church. He doesn't just say this about those who believe. He doesn't just say this about those who say the right words or pronounce the right proclamations. He says this about all of His creation, all of His people. The homeless person sitting on the stoop of the church is treasure to God. To the protesters, to the violent ones, to the ones who are wreaking havoc throughout our world, treasures. Maybe not what they're doing, but who they are. And maybe if they knew that, maybe if they knew that, their lives would be different. Or maybe not. Maybe not. Because we know that. And while I'm hoping that none of us are out there violently protesting, and if we are, there's forgiveness in Christ. But even if we were, the treasure that we are to God remains. Because that's not something that we can do to mess it up. You notice the treasure just was sitting in the field. The pearl was sitting in the shelf. Just there. And it was the man, the merchant, who saw the value, who saw them as treasures. And that's how God sees you, me, His creation. It's treasures. So hear that today. I need to hear that today. That you are a treasure to God. You are of value to Him. The greatest value, the highest worth, the most beautiful treasure. It's you. It's me. Amen.